I read a piece on the web which speculates that placement ads in ebooks may not be far away. Purists shudder at the thought. I did too, but then the mercenary kicked in and brought some logic along with it. If you check the inside rear cover of most novels, they carry sample pages from other books. What are these if not advertisements? In Voices, Chris passes some of his time in the hospital waiting room reading the ABC Checklist for Writers by Lorraine Mace and Maureen Vincent Northam. Lorraine and Maureen really did write the ABC Checklist for Writers. You'll see it advertised all over my web pages. They're also good friends, and it would never enter my head to bill them for a mention in Voices. On the other hand, John Smith's bit has been a good friend down the years too, but I don't know him personally. I'd be quite happy to have Pete Brennan throw away the fictitious Billington's Best bitter in favour of John Smith's. For a consideration. We already have internet marketers installing links in their blog posts which lead us to sites for whom they're affiliates. I do it myself. Not in posts, but my pages always carry banner ads. I don't believe that ebooks should carry live links in the body of the text, but I see no problem in mentioning products and then placing a set of links at the rear of the book. I'd want some control over it, and I wouldn't accept it on an affiliate basis. It would be paid advertising. Similarly, I see no problem with having a novel sponsored. It's been done before, chiefly in politics and religions, two fields which I would instantly dismiss. I have no religion and my politics are too far from the mainstream to attract any party. I'm thinking more along the same lines as TV and sports sponsorship. Coronation Street is sponsored by Cadbury's. The Football Premier League is sponsored by Barclays. What does chocolate have to do with Corrie? What does banking have to do with footy? The answer in both cases is nothing. These organisations seek only to get their name across at peak viewing hours. Now, I can't command the same audience as these two attractions, so I'd be unlikely to draw in major companies. But just imagine that Sid Smith's Herbal Remedies wanted to get their name across. For a grand, they could have a mention on the front page. Siren, a novel by David Robinson, sponsored by Smith's Herbal Remedies. They'd also get a couple of spot ads between chapters and another mention at the end. Siren was brought to you by Smith's Herbal Remedies, curing your hemorrhoids since 1978. There are those companies who seek to put their name out to a worldwide audience. They're already on the web, they're listed in search engines, yet they still spend a sizable amount of money on advertisements. Why not take a part of that budget and stick it in a novel which will last for years? For example, I have a project on the hard drive right now called Celeb. One version is set in the future, another is set in the here and now. The protagonist is a sex-obsessed fitness fanatic celebrity, as the title implies. It's a comedy novel, and part of the plot sees him working out with his own gym equipment at home. At the same time, he's also coming under pressure into producing a series of commercials for the fictitious Embargo Condoms. Since one of the messages is safe sex, why not have it sponsored by Mates Condoms, which, unlike Embargo, is a real brand? It could also be sponsored by any retailer of gym or sports equipment. And because the novel's aimed at young men aged 20 to 30, both messages sit well with the audience. Writing for a living is a business, and like any other business, you need to draw income from wherever you can. Hey, you advertisers out there, talk to me. I can be bought.